Hello, Virgo friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Virgo May 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month the Midas Touch. Virgo's got it now. This is carrying over a succession of themes of focus on this eighth house, which has to do with mega money possibilities and everything having to do with all kinds of resources, including emotional resources, collaborative resources, spiritual resources. So it's a time that's very bountiful for Virgo in a long-term way. And we've got more focus here now, even than we did in recent months, which has been brought from the eclipse cycle, which we won't talk about too much, but say there's a major focus in this area. We're going to go into that and talk about so much more. Everything that I think you need to know to make this the best month possible, that's what we're going to cover. This is for you if Virgo is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement you're listening for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you are a late degree Virgo friend, very late degree, so we'll say birthdays like September 15th through the rest of the sign, or Virgo placements like 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Libra report, as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. General points to know that will set to the foundation for us talking about all of the factors at play this month that will be relevant for you is that we've got a robustly positive month from the perspective of the aspects. There are so many more sweet aspects compared to salty ones this month, and that is rare and exciting. It means the planets are speaking a language that connects with each other, and the disharmony is less frequent. So, you know, when we have that as a general foundation of the month, that is always very exciting. Next thing to celebrate is that we are stepping out of the heat of the March-April eclipse season. We're not going to go too much into the eclipses. If you want to review how those may be affecting you, if you're kind of like, whoa, shell-shocked, what just happened over the last couple of months, go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses, and I talk about where they are, and I have specific videos for you. You can watch for your rising sign, your sun sign, so you can do deeper work on that page about the eclipses. Suffice to say for this month is that you may still have news coming in, information that came in for March and April. You actually can start to really implement decisions from now because we are out of the Mercury retrograde web. So April 1st through April 25th, Mercury was in retrograde, casting a shadow on the whole month, making it very difficult to make any choices or do anything with that rambunctious Aries energy. But decisions have to be made, and now every day we progress into May until we get to May 14th, we're getting clear of that Mercury shadow. So from the middle of May through the middle of July is our next big open period, free from personal planet retrogrades. That will be fantastic for big launches, big decisions, big moves, events, travel, commitments, contracts, big purchases, big sales, anything like that. So you'll see this month be very, very, very active. Compliments of continued Aries placement. So we talked about in recent months that you had that eclipse, the Aries eclipse in this eighth house of other people's money. Now you've got Mars, Hygieia, transiting North Node, Mercury, which had been in retrograde, still going through there, Chiron and Eris. Chiron and Eris are there long-term. Transiting North Node is there till next year. The other planets are shorter term. But you can see there's a very big conglomeration here, and that is bringing extra focus to the mystery, to the behind the scenes, to basically imagine things that you have to dig in the ground to get. You know, Pluto rules resources that are under the ground that have to be dug for. And it rules all the things that you find through that mining process, whether it's spiritual mining, psychological mining, emotional mining, you know, relationship discoveries together, financial collaborations, taxes, debt, getting loans, winning money, inheritances. This is all super, super active still. That cosmic wealth portal, as I called it, opened recently, and it has not shut yet. If your success may come from Saturnian discipline in your relationship space, so having to work out some things in long-term relationships with people that you know or people that you work with, and as a result, you're going through a long-term building process that even if it's not paying off now, there's a very good chance that as time goes on, the work that you put in now, the discipline that you put in now will build and will grow to what you are hoping. On the topic of the Midas touch, this eighth house is just completely full. And this is one of the Midas touch houses. And this is the type of thing that you can manifest money without even having to do anything. This is versus the second house, which is our other money house. This is like the hard work, the work that you do to make the money. The eighth house is other people's money, people giving you money, you somehow getting it, finding money. I can't tell you how many times I've found money or won things during transits to the eighth house. Back in the day, and I didn't know what was going on, and I was just like, wow, I'm on fire. I'm extra lucky right now. Look back, big transits through there. So I'm not saying to become a gambling addict, definitely not. I'm saying that if you feel inclined and you have something extra where it won't matter if you lose it, that you are more in a position to benefit from other people's work. Now, this is, you know, something that might make some Virgos feel uncomfortable because Virgos are hard workers. They're not trying to get anything from anyone. If anything, you're tending to do stuff for other people. But this could be a universal karmic pileup of stuff that is just ready to come through and you just have to kind of give it the okay. In some cases, you may need to clear some energy or belief systems to let it through. I like listening to 888 frequency, Hertz frequency music, or you can search on YouTube for just, you know, financial frequency, high vibe music, have it playing in the background, do meditations. There are so many resources that can help you to up your manifesting vibe and then add to the fact that these potentials are here. And this is something very important to remember. Astrological readings are based on potentials. When you see so much piled up in one area, it's kind of like saying, oh, there's a 95% chance or a 99% chance it's going to rain. Does it sometimes in that 1% not rain? Absolutely. We've all seen that happen. Potentials don't mean manifestation. But that's part of the beauty of astrology and knowing that these things are here. Because if you know that this is around, then you can say, ah, okay, I have extra energy towards this now. I can do a little work and maybe it will go further. You know, it's like letting you activate the potential through your conscious awareness and utilization of that energetic. So you've got the Midas touch. So if you want to start a business, if you want to put something in motion, if you want to get a new job, if you want a raise, if you want a promotion, if you want to move laterally into something that you enjoy more, this is a fantastic time for that. There are a lot of great dates this month. As I said, it's a robustly positive month from the perspective of the aspects. And you can actually go to anniehelpsyou.com, put your email address and name in, and get my newsletter. And then just go into the archive and search for May 2024 astrology from the archive link in the welcome letter. And you can see all of the positive aspect dates. But I'll give you a little sneak peek. May 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, we've got a pile up of awesome connections between the planets, and we're completely out of the Mercury retrograde web. So those are some guidelines if you're ready to do something big. One of those things is Jupiter and Venus getting together, which leads me to, let's talk next about Taurus. The big stars in the sky at this time, zodiac stars, are Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. Because, well, we'll get to the Gemini piece in a minute, because Jupiter's going there, the Sun, Venus, Mercury will be going to Gemini as the month progresses. We've talked at length about Aries. A couple more pieces to know about Aries is that it tends to bring impetus, inspiration, motivation, oomph, and Mars is also there. So you might be like a bull in a china shop. And in April, it may have been hard to do anything with that bull in a china shop energy because of the retrograde. It could have been making things confusion or confusing or running interference. But now you've got open stars, and the more the month progresses, the more open they are to use all of this Aries energy to do something with this fire. Now, we do have a lot of energy in Taurus, which makes the most favorable aspect in all of astrology, the trine for Virgo. So this is something else to celebrate. Like I said, Mercury will get there. Venus is there. The Sun is there. Jupiter's there for a little longer. These are all crowding your ninth house of optimism, of teaching and learning, expanding your horizons, international business, travel, immigration, etc. So you've got a very strong focus in that arena. If you want to plan a great trip, if you want to learn a language, you've got the support of Jupiter in its own sign, or in its own house, rather, the ninth house, for the rest of the month. Now, if you're very late degree Virgo friend, so all the goodies I'm talking about are available for all Virgos, but there's an extra special set of kisses for those of you who are in the last 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, the last 6 degrees. So the last 6 days of the birthdays of Virgo. So basically like the late born September friends, like around September 15th through the rest of the sign, you all are going to get extra special kisses. Now, if you're listening to this early, you could be, and you're earlier in that designation, then you could be getting your kisses in April. Okay. Because, you know, this is stepwise. So Jupiter has moved through earlier connections. To be specific, it will have gone 17 degrees through 23 degrees in April. So if you have it, if you have your Virgo placement there or around September 7th through around the 13th, then you would be getting your extra big kiss in April. And if you're before that, you will have gotten it before then. So nobody's being left out. It's just a matter of timing. But this month, you very late degree friends will get that extra kiss from Jupiter as it breezes out, getting ready to go into Gemini. Taurus energy is a grounding, stabilizing force. It is the only grounding, stabilizing force this whole month because the Aries energy is very powerful and forward moving. And the Gemini energy is super scattered and restless and will put you talking to people, communicating with people, traveling all over the place, driving, all of this. And so thank goodness for these beautiful trines. And Venus, you know, love, beauty, money, relationships. Everyone is going to get a kiss in the Virgo spectrum. We'll get a kiss from Venus during this time. Take full advantage of the fact that it is in, you know, some ground, this grounding energy, because it's definitely going to be a pretty hectic month. Okay, so let's see. Before we leave the discussion about Taurus, I want to mention a couple of more things. May 7th is the new moon at 18 degrees of Taurus. This is a fantastic time to set intentions for your financial growth and your stability. It's a great time to focus on new ways that can enhance your income or manage your resources more efficiently. It's a great time to begin a self-care regimen or do anything involving your physical senses, like starting a new healthy eating plan or engaging in regular tactile activities like gardening or initiating a new beauty routine. You can also plant seeds for the long-term goal that matters the most to you. So the days around May 7th, we've got extra special energy. And since this is in fellow Earth sign, you get extra kisses. The new moon is at 18 degrees. So we'll say 13 degrees through 23 degrees, so around September 3rd through September 13th, the closer to around September 8th, the more you get that kiss. But again, no one's left out of it. This is just an extra level of potential for you all in that group. And just to reiterate, Venus is going to blow through the whole sign of Taurus within this month. So that means that trine that every Virgo gets, early people, you know, so August born, all September born, everyone will get that kiss from Venus. What does a kiss from Venus look like? Enhanced relationships, enhanced financial scene, a boost of money, boost of self-esteem, somebody patting you on the back or validating you for something that you've done that really makes a difference to you, and enhancement of what you put out there into the world. So this does make it a really great time for focus on beauty. I always like safe, simple, natural beauty myself, no judgment on anything here, but this is a time where if you want to do something that you think will make you feel better and will enhance your appearance, there's actually a lot of great energy, especially through this month. So the reason why I'm circling this first, this ascendant here is because this is the lens that, you know, you show the world. This is how everybody sees you. So when Venus makes a trine there, it can improve your appearance. This also makes this great for things like taking pictures. If you need to take photos for business or work or fun, this could be a really fun time to do something like that. For a travel photographer, even better, because all of that energy with travel, and then you could get some really great shots of yourself in different settings. Be fun for you to have. Or great for your work purposes. And on the topic of the ninth house, as we discussed, we also have because the ninth house rules Sagittarius, we also have a full moon in Sagittarius. So the days around May 21st, you've got this full moon in your fourth house. So home, family, housing, real estate, all brought up into elucidation, fullness, completion, fruition, possibly drama. So look for that. And this also accentuates everything Sagittarius. So embarking on a learning journey, planning your next big adventure or taking your adventure, writing or publishing, all of this is beautifully enhanced at that time. And remember those dates around the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, there is a lot going on there, which actually, let's just get into that now. Two of the luckiest days of the year are happening this month. The days around May 18th and the days around May 23rd. The sun and then Venus will conjunct Jupiter, the great expander, the benefic, the protector. So if you have to do something important, you've got extra energy at that time. So mark that in your calendar. Now, before we leave the topic of Taurus and move on to the Gemini stories, May 13th, May 18th, and May 29th, we've got the Sun, Venus, and then Mercury will conjunct Uranus. Okay, so this can bring surprises, this can bring jolts, it can bring upsets or being jostled physically or otherwise. Those things will tend to pass quickly, the jostling part of it, sudden news, information. And it could be challenging news or information or occurrences, for sure, you know, upsets. But it can also be something that strikes out of the blue, lightning strike, that gives you a solution. You know, for you, remember, this is in the house of solutions. So something could suddenly come in that seemed like it was very far away, and it could just strike right down into manifestation. So the final topics that I want to talk about have to do with the movement of the planets into Gemini. The sun is going to get there at the end of the month. Venus is going to get there. Mercury will also get there. So, you know, after the 21st, from the 21st on, we've got this succession of the sun, Venus, Mercury, and then Jupiter, all going into Gemini. So this very stable, calm, grounding energy will very quickly erupt into spiraling madness of Gemini with a big force. Okay, so scrambling, going all over the place, talking, communicating, driving, social things, having to get people to places, those kind of things. And the Sun and Venus and Mercury will be there short term. They'll blow right through. So that will be a short term focus. And that's, again, writing, research, you know, short distance travel, trips, vehicles, devices. Oh, by the way, if you need to get a new car or a new device, this is a great month, especially as it may goes on and we get out of that shadow of Mercury. Second half of the month can be extra excellent for that. So, you know, expanding your level of communication, writing projects, prolific expression, prolific creativity. And for Virgo, this is in the house of work. Work, career, employment. For those of you who are employed, this could be your passion projects that don't require employment, relationships with fathers, father figures, all of that. And the biggest thing to know is that Jupiter's getting there. So this is another layer of this cosmic wealth portal that I've been talking about over the recent months, of this Midas touch, because now for a year from May 2024 through June 2025, you're going to have Jupiter, the great expander that I was just talking about, expanding, you know, your ninth house for all this time, is now going to expand your work and career. So it increases the odds of new jobs, new positions, raises, new businesses. If you have to launch a new business, this month could be excellent, especially those dates around the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And Jupiter likes to get its fingers in a lot of pudding pies. So this is the type of energy where you have your day job, but then you do your side gig. If you have to start a side gig, this is one of the best times in 12 years to do that. So you've got a year every 12 years where Jupiter accentuates your house of work and employment. Now, I know a lot of you are retired or you don't have to work for one reason or another. This is still for you in the way of what you bring the world. This is what you are bringing out into the world. And for people in the working, you know, group, a lot of times this has to do with their work, but it doesn't have to. This can be your passion project that you do on the side. This can be you finally getting your passion project out and the money is not relevant. You know, this can be finally expanding your relationship with your father or father figure, whether they're still present on the earth or not. This can be you becoming a father or father figure. This is, you know, very, very expansive to the paternal level, like type of energy. And this could be you becoming an authority figure. This could be you improving your relationships with authority figures or becoming known in your field. you know, a 12-year cycle. Things you planted seeds for 12 years ago could be manifesting now, and you've got a whole year of that goodness. And that gives you the Midas touch as well, because Jupiter is accentuating your house of the area of life where you earn money. So this is from the whole house perspective. So all Virgos will have this yumminess, and you may have even been feeling it in recent months. Sometimes you feel it months before it actually moves in the whole house, from the whole house perspective. From the Placidus perspective, the later you are in the Virgo sign, the longer past June 2025, you'll have this energy in your 10th house. So you've got a good long time, but putting some things in perspective, we don't have a ton of very good launch points between now and next June, because we have a Mars retrograde that dominates the end of this year, and we have other retrograde things going on in the beginning of next year. So if you're ready, and you don't want to force it if you're not ready, but if you're ready, this period of time between May 14th and July, middle of July, might be one of your better times to launch. So if you're ready and your ducks are in a row and you feel like it's time, then you could have more oomph that comes from launching now. You know, as long as it's not premature for you, because it's going to be hard to find a lot of good forward moving touch points for the future. And actually, you can go to AnnieHelpsYou.com, look for my secret star portal. And I do have my retrograde direct calendar there for the rest of the year, so that you know, for your planning purposes on that topic. But in general, make the most of, you know, of this time, because this is very, very exciting and forward moving. So I've given you some dates that are relevant this month. If you love more dates and want to know the aspects and how they may manifest, then definitely sign up for my free VIP community at AnnieHelpsYou.com. Just put your name and email address there. And then when you're in the, you'll get the welcome letter. Then you click on the archives and you can put whatever month you're looking for, and it will be there. Then you can access my secret star portal, which has all extra content plus early content plus my written horoscopes and so much more. And if you want to learn astrology with me, including my basics course or my Become a Professional Astrologer Mastery Certification course, you can up level there. You can go to AnnieHelpsYou.com/eclipses to understand the eclipse rhythm that's at play. Even when we're not in eclipse season, you can see what storylines are happening for the years of each eclipse story. And for my easy access player, go to AnnieHelpsYou.com/astrology. And whatever is current, this is constantly updating. So my podcast playlist will be there. My video playlist will be there. And if there's any videos that need timestamp, it will be somewhere there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you click the bell, because that will be how you get my notifications right into your inbox. If you're subscribed but you didn't click the bell, then you might not be hearing from me. But if you click the bell, then you can. And you can always look in the notes underneath the podcast or the notes underneath the video by clicking the little more button underneath the video title and then clicking more again to reveal the notes. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.